And I believe we have with us on the phone Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning, Rabbi. How are you?
Thank God, Baruch Hashem. And how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Here in the studio, and it's all good.
I'm happy that you are. So that means that we're able to be online.
Right? Yeah, we are online. Everything is working.
Baruch Hashem.
No complaints.
Yes. We're grateful for the little things in life, right?
When
we have one small wire that's not working on the computer, oh boy.
Yeah, one wire can change it all.
It changes everything.
That's
no
it.
Show, no this, no that. So, Baruch Hashem.
Thank God for the wires.
Yeah. Very good. So,
Parshat HaShavua.
So we have this week's Torah portion is Parshat Ki Teitzeh. So I thought we'll do the Parshat Ki Teitzeh this week. Next week we will start talk about Rosh Hashanah, because then we will give us 2 Thursdays, God willing, before the actual day of Rosh Hashanah. So we see in this week's Torah portion, there are a lot of mitzvot. There are 74 of the 613 commandments that are brought down in this week's Torah portion. They include the laws of the beautiful captives, inheritance of the firstborn, the burial and dignity of the dead, returning a lost object, to the duty to erect a safety fence around a person's house, the laws of kilayim, which is forbidden plant and animal hybrids, the laws of intact slavery, so on and so forth. And one of the last mitzvot of the commandments that is in the last part of this week's Torah portion, and it concludes with the obligation to remember what Amalek, the terrible nation of Amalek, did to you on the road on your way out of Egypt. It's what it says in the last part of the Torah. And if you really think about it, one of the most traumatic events in early Jewish history was the ambush of the Amalek on the newly liberated people, which just fresh out of Egypt. And Amalek was really the first nation that dared attack the Jews after God miraculously redeemed them. And in their vulnerable state, his attack was particularly devastating. And in this week's Torah portion, we find a very curious mitzvah. Remember to forget Amalek. And of course, what does the Torah say? You shall remember what Amalek did to you on the way when you went out of Egypt. You shall obliterate the remembrance of Amalek from beneath the heavens. Do not forget. Now, this mitzvah of forgetting Amalek, obliterating Amalek, is one of the 6 remembrances, events recorded in the Torah that we are commanded to remember every day. And included in them is the Exodus from Egypt, the giving of the Torah on Mount Sinai, the Sabbath day of rest, and so on and so forth. So, people are probably thinking, how remembering an attack of Amalek fits in with remembering sanctified occasions such as the Shabbat, the Exodus from Egypt, and now you want me also to remember Amalek? How does that really go together? And really, we're not alone in answering that question, because the Midrash writes that after the commandment to remember Amalek was given, the Jews came to Moses and they said, one scripture text says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And then it is written, remember what Amalek did unto you. How can both of these texts be fulfilled? How do we fulfill both of them? And the question the Jews were asking was, how can we keep such opposite thoughts in our mind at the same time? On one hand, sanctifying the Shabbat helps to implant in our hearts the awareness that God is the creator of all existence, so on and so forth. Amalek, in contrast, is a nation that knows its creator and deliberately rebels against him. How can we remember the holiness of Shabbat at the same time that we call to our mind the evil of Amalek? So to this, Moses answers, and he says, and the mentor brings down the famous quote, the glass of spiced wine is not to be compared to the glass of vinegar. One remembers in order to observe and to sanctify the Sabbath day, and the other remember is in order to destroy. So the Medrash continues and he asks, but why does Moses compare the memory of Amalek to a glass of vinegar? And we all know that vinegar on its own is excessively sour and not fit. You don't just drink a cup of vinegar. Now, if you mix it with other foods, however, it adds flavoring. And the doctors might tell you, even has health benefits. And furthermore, since vinegar is derived, where does it come from? It comes from wine. It has some sort of, properties of wine itself.
Yeah.
Now, what this means in spiritual terms, because obviously this is why we're talking about it, is that even an experience as sour and as bad and as distasteful as our encounter with Amalek, it has a source in holiness. In fact, the very existence of an entity that knows its creator and intentionally rebels against him is, what is that? It's a testimony to God's omnipotence. God created a world with dueling, conflicting powers to give us the opportunity to vanquish the evil and channel its energy to good. And this is why Moses compared the Shabbat and Amalek to a glass, because both are vessels for containing godly energy. However, the vessel of Shabbat, the glass of the spiced wine, requires no special preparation. You do what you need to do Shabbat. Once Shabbat starts, you don't have to constantly think about Shabbat. You're in the spirit already of Shabbat. Things are going. It's ready to drink as it is. Now, the cup of Amalek, on the other hand, is really not suitable or as a container for godliness until it undergoes some refinement. Its tendency to rebel must be tampered and channeled appropriately. Then, even then, this vessel can become something for godliness and with life-sustaining power on its own. And this is how we can remember Shabbat and Amalek in the same very mind, in the same very breath. On one hand, celebrating Shabbat is a time to disconnect from from the world for a short while. Switch off your phone, so on and so forth. So we might think that it would be the best to let the memory of Amalek fade into the background for the time being. We want to enjoy our sweet wine with no hint of anything of vinegar. Yet the power of Amalek is so great that it can disturb the tranquility of Shabbat. So even on Shabbat, we must be vigilant and protect ourselves against it. And on the other hand, there are times when we're not in the Shabbat mindset. Perhaps we're in a state when we're, completely absorbed in the aspects of our lives, the pain, the turmoil, the trauma, the quote-unquote the Amalek. And we need no memory of Amalek. Because since it surrounds us constantly, in this situation, holding on to the memory of Shabbat will help us rise above our circumstances. It will even help us recognize that this period of evil that we're going through is temporary. Life may have dealt us a glass of vinegar, but we can draw strength from it and turn that glass of vinegar into something that is sweet, something that is sustainable, something that adds flavor to our life. So, not to get caught up in the rut and in the terrible and the trauma and the pain and in so on and so forth, the aspects of our life, but making sure that we transform that. Remembering who they were, remembering we don't have an association with them, with it, with the item that is bothering us, and remembering Shabbat. And with that, we're able to bring in peace in this world, peace in our minds, and peace that we can enjoy for those few hours, give us the energy to bring out this fruit, beautiful, sweet, or dry wine, whichever one someone likes, for the rest of the year, for the rest of the week, that we're able to then work on it and enjoy. I think that's a very, very important message. A lot of people, struggle with. And I think if we remember it, I think we're going to be on the right track.
That's what we want.
Yes.
Rabbi, what about services?
We have services Friday evening at 6:15, Friday morning 9:30, Sunday morning 8:30, followed by breakfast, always a good breakfast, and Monday and Thursday we have a morning minyan 7:15, and it's a great way to start the day.
Rabbi, I want to wish you Shabbat Shalom and great weekend.
You too, and I look forward to talking next week.
Same here.
All right, be well, Elon.
Bye-bye.